Hello.
Hello, my name is Clay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I was just calling because I have this charge on my MasterCard bill, but it doesn't say what it's for. So I was just calling the number so you could maybe tell me what company this is or what I bought.
Yes, ma'am. I need your zip code and first and last name.
My zip code is 85308, and my name is Melanie, M-E-L-O-N-Y, and my last name is Banovich, B as in boy, A-N-O-V-I-C-H.
Yes,
I have two charges on here, one from 1123 for $5.34, and then one from 1128 for $67.32.
Well, yes, ma'am. So on the count of pulling up, I need you to verify the full shipping address.
I'm sorry?
I said an account is pulling up. May you verify the full shipping address?
Verify a shipping address? Is that what you're asking me?
I said the account is pulling up. May you verify your full shipping address?
Okay, the account is for what? I'm not hearing you. I'm going to spell it out. What's the account for?
The account?
Hello?
Is pulling up. May you verify your shipping address?
Oh, the account is pulling up. Sorry. Yeah. 18040 North 45th Avenue, Glendale, Arizona, 85308.
On November 23rd, you paid $5.74 to enter for an opportunity to win our cooking set.
Yeah, that's what this is for, because I had called MasterCard, and I got an email for this saying it was from Kohl's, and it said you had an opportunity to win a cooking set. It said, but it made it sound like you won. Just put your, you know, information in and just pay the shipping. So I put my information in, and the shipping was $7.54, and then it said, now you have an opportunity to win. And I was like, oh, well, then why did it have me put my information in and shipping if I didn't even win anything? So I got charged for shipping $5.74 for an opportunity to win something. Is that what you're saying?
An opportunity to win a cooking set, a pots and pans set.
So why did they charge me $5.74 for shipping if I didn't even win anything?
Because you pay the shipping and handling up front. So therefore, if you do win, then you'll receive an email with the tracking number. Along with that you have one, and the item was just shipped out to you.
So what if I don't win?
If you don't win, if you don't win, that's why the states where it comes like a monthly membership of the $67.32, where you'll receive a $125 voucher, and your chances of winning increase for the next month.
Well, I didn't see that anywhere on there. Is that what the $67.32 I got charged for? I got put into a reoccurring subscription. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am, via your terms and conditions.
Wow, that's really screwed up. Okay, so what did I get for $67.32?
If you check your email, you have a $125 voucher that you can use at our discount.
I never received an email.
It was sent out November the 26th at 1:32 p.m. to mbano602@gmail.com.
Well, I didn't receive anything. Can you resend it to me? And also,
yes, ma'am.
What is the $67.32 for?
This email, the voucher that I'm about to resend out.
You're kind of muffled. Can you just slow down? It's okay. I got charged $67 for what? Did I get something, buy something? What is it?
This voucher that you wanted me to resubmit back out. Worth $125.
For what?
Worth $125.
Yeah, for what? Like, what's the voucher for? What can I get for $125?
You can use it at our discounted shopping store that house over 1 million different products to choose from. And whatever you would put cart.
Okay, I get it. So I bought a $125 voucher for $67.
Yes, because originally with the entry, it states in the terms that it comes with that entry, and it is the monthly membership where you will get the voucher, and your chances of winning does increase.
Okay, first off, when you read the email, it tells you congratulations, like you won. This is from Kohl's. You won a cooking set. You just need to pay shipping and handling. And I was like, oh, okay, because I shop at Kohl's a lot. And I called Kohl's, and they said, no, that's not us at all. And it said from Kohl's on the email that you guys sent me. I have it screenshotted. And then when I figured out it wasn't from Kohl's, and I paid $5.74, but you guys, the email makes it sound like congratulations, you won a cookingware. Nowhere in there did I see a subscription fee for $67.32 of any sort. I guess you have to read something in there, which was probably really small. But can you cancel this for me if you're saying I enrolled myself in something?
Yes, ma'am.
So since I paid the $67 now, so you're sending me a voucher for $125 to use at whatever stores your email tells me to?
Yes, ma'am. I submitted the request for the voucher to be resubmitted back to you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I never got a voucher because I would have seen that unless it went to my junk mail or something.
Right, so I just resubmitted the request for your voucher to be resent out to you.
So you're saying now that you guys charged me the $67 for a voucher that's $25.
No, the voucher is
$125. $125. How does that even make sense? Why would you have a $67 subscription for $125? So
on the website, you can accumulate more than one item. Because the amount is not, like, say if you want a personal blender, it's just $24 on the website where your voucher covers up to $125. So, and it also, you know, it does come with your next month.
Oh, so you're saying I'm enrolled for $67 every month to receive a voucher? Is that how your thing works?
Well, you just told me to cancel, so I canceled you.
No, I know. I'm saying, is that what it is, though?
So, I'm going to re-explain. When you paid the $5.74 to enter for opportunity to win the cooking set, it stated in the terms and agreements that entry does come with a monthly membership, where, yes, you will be charged $67.32 monthly, but in return, you will receive a $125 voucher, and your chances of winning does increase for that next month.
Yeah. Well, nowhere in that did I see that. And also, it didn't say I was paying $5 and something change for shipping to be enrolled in anything. It said, congratulations, you won a cookingware. You know, and you just need to pay shipping and handling. That's exactly what it said.
So the shipping and handling cost was the $5.74.
Yeah, but it said, congratulations, you won a cooking set. And it showed the cooking set, like, that you won, because I screenshotted it. I was like, cool. And it said it was from Kohl's. And then it said, all you need to do is pay shipping and handling. So I was like, oh, cool, won something from Kohl's. So I put in my info. And then after I did that, put in my credit card, it sent me to another page that said, you have been entered to win. And I was like, entered? It literally just told me I won some cookingware from Kohl's and put in $5 and my credit card for $5 shipping and handling, that's all I had to pay. And then after you do that, put in your credit card and all that, then it takes you to the page, like I said, that tells you you've been entered to win it. And then I was like, what did I pay the $5 for if I've been entered when it just told me that I won? You get what I'm saying? So
no.
I had
called. Yeah, the terms and additions. Oh, okay, you can finish.
Oh, I was just saying, so I called Kohl's, and I was like, I just got a thing that said Kohl's, congratulations, you won a cooking set, and it told me to put in my credit card info and my shipping info, and that they would send it to me. I just needed to pay shipping and handling, and I was like, and then after I did that, it sent me to another page saying, oh, you've been entered to win, blah, blah, blah. I didn't even read the rest of the email, because I was like, what the hell? It just told me I won, and to enter all my credit card information and to pay shipping. and it did not say anything, pay shipping to enter something, because who the hell would do that, right? Or to be enrolled in some weird shit website you never heard of. So Kohl's is like, no, that's a scam. It's not affiliated with us at all because it shouldn't even have our name on it. I just checked with our department, you know, they sent me to some fraud department or something. So what I'm saying is your website didn't say it was your website, your name, your anything. It said, congratulations, I won a cooking set from Kohl's. And it said, just enter my shipping info, and that's all I had to pay. I have all that screenshotted. Like I said, after you put in your credit card information and you pay the shipping to get your cookingware that they just told you won from Kohl's, the next page says you've been entered to win, and then it takes you to some weird website you never heard of. The Kohl's was gone then. So you understand my dilemma and what I'm saying?
I only can verify what I do show here, ma'am. You paid the $5.
Oh, I know what you can verify what you've been shown. I'm just telling you on the my side what I was shown. Do you get what I'm saying? So anyway, yeah, so you canceled that, you said?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just waiting to give you the cancellation number.
What is this website or your company called?
Consumer Sweepstakes.
Consumer Sweepstakes? Okay. And does your Consumer Sweepstakes usually say you won something from another company?
No, ma'am.
But it did. It told me I won a cookingware from Kohl's.
We only can verify what we do show here.
What's that?
We only can verify what you what we show here.
You
paid $5.74 to receive.
That's what I'm saying. You're just a customer service girl. Yeah, you're just a customer service girl, and you're answering people who call, right? So you don't know what they send out on their website to customers like me. And what I'm saying to you is, they send out a thing saying, congratulations, you won a cookingware from Kohl's. Literally, screenshot. That's what it says. Like, from Kohl's, you won this. You just need to pay shipping and handling $5. Put in your credit card information. And you're called what consumer? Consumer what?
Sweepstakes? Steaks.
Yeah. So that's just what I'm telling you. You're just customer service, but you don't know what these people are sending out to people for this. You know what I'm saying?
Are you ready for the cancellation number?
Yeah, go ahead.
C as in Charlie, 262.
C as in Charlie, 262.
Oh, yeah, C as in Charlie, 2,
mm-hmm.
6.
Yes. C as in Charlie, 262. Got it.
Oh, C as in Charlie, 2, 6, 2, 8,
mm-hmm.
9,
mm-hmm.
5,
mm-hmm.
6, 6, 2.
C as in Charlie, 2, 6, 2, 8, 9, 5, 6, 6, 2.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're saying, when was that first voucher sent out to me?
It was sent out on November the 26th at 1:32 p.m.
Strange, I never got it. Okay, so you're saying you're just going to resend that to me, or otherwise you can give me my $67 back?
I've already submitted the request to get the voucher resubmitted back out.
You said you resubmitted the request, so are they going to do it or not?
Yes,
is
it takes up to 24 hours for that department to actually send out the vouchers, because they have to resubmit it, because they have to void out the old one that was submitted out, and then also resubmit a new one, because you don't need two vouchers for one charge.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so in this email, you're saying it shows like where to go to spend the voucher or whatever?
Yes, it actually gives links and all.
Okay. Well, I guess that's fine. I mean, I did not know I enrolled in anything, but since it's already charged and you're saying I get a voucher and I could just give it to my daughter. She loves to shop, but I did want to cancel that then. So when do we find out if we won the cookingware?
Oh, the winners are announced December the 31st at 1 o'clock a.m.
Do we get an email or something if we win?
Yes. So what happens is you'll receive the email that you have won along with the tracking number. That's why you pay the shipping and handling costs up front.
Right. But if we didn't win anything, the shipping and handling costs just goes to you guys anyway, right?
Actually, until you cancel, it goes for your next entry. Because, you know, it's a monthly thing. But you've canceled out. So therefore, if you would have won next month, it would have still been shipped out to you. Because your shipping and handling costs was on file.
Mm. Okay, so not only do you pay $67 a month for some voucher, you also pay shipping and handling every month, potentially hoping that you win something, right?
No, not every month. No, ma'am. That original charge that you did on November 23rd, that's the only shipping and handling cost that you would ever pay.
Oh, but you're enrolled every month as long as you're in the subscription to potentially win something?
Right.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, well, I appreciate you explaining it to me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
What was your name so I can know which customer I talked to?
Quay.
Quinn. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.